Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple surprised Airport Express owners today with a new firmware update that adds a very welcome feature. The second-gen Airport Express, first released in 2012, received firmware update version 7.8 today, which adds support for AirPlay 2 and Apple's Home app. This means you can use multi-room audio from iOS and control music playback with Siri on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or even HomePod when using Airport Express with a line-end connected speaker. Airport Express has long been used as a solution for adding AirPlay to traditional speakers using the line-end port, but it's been limited to classic AirPlay without multi-room support from iOS and reduced latency before today. Now, Airport Express can be used to make any speaker work with AirPlay 2, just like other AirPlay 2 speakers from Sonos and other vendors. That's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that Apple announced in April that it would be discontinuing its AirPort line of routers, including the Airport Express. Despite today's firmware update, Apple no longer has Airport Express inventory, including refurbished hardware, although some vendors like Best Buy and eBay may have used hardware for sale still. At any rate, it's a very welcome and surprising feature being added to a discontinued product, a feature that's been teased in beta since iOS 11.4 and finally available today. My best guess for why this happened, AirPlay 2 was first announced back in June 2017 and intended to be released around September last year. Airport Express wasn't officially discontinued until April 2018, even though AirPlay 2 wasn't actually released until June 2018. Much of the work required to get Airport Express working with AirPlay 2 was probably already finished, and now Airport Express customers get to enjoy it. Apple also promises to support its discontinued hardware with security updates for a few years, although today's firmware update is a feature improvement and not just a security patch. And on Monday, supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo released a new research note that predicts Apple will announce three new iPhones during the week of September 9th, but the entry price 6.1-inch model won't be released in September alongside the two new OLED models, Kuo says. Instead, Kuo expects the LCD model to ship a little later, possibly suggesting sometime in October. Kuo also expects no iPhones to work with Apple Pencil this year, while predicting 6.1-inch resolution at 1792 by 828 and 6.5-inch resolution at 2688 by 1242, effectively the same size on device if scaled at 2x and 3x respectively. And finally, let's check in with Bradley and his Making the Grade column this week.
Thanks, Zach. So my article this weekend was looking at how textbooks have evolved in the age of the iPad. And largely they haven't. And that was kind of the point of it is, you know, when the iPad first came out, a lot of people saw it as a way to ditch textbooks in terms of the physical copies. And these things can be big. Students can have 5 to 6 of them in their bag at a time, heavy backpacks. And we said, oh, this will replace the textbooks. And then we saw Apple's iBooks author tool and their multi-touch books. And that was kind of the last we heard of it. It's really just not evolved since then. What's happened is schools are still buying physical books, but they're coming with digital components. Again, they're fine, but they're nothing special. This is largely not a technology problem, but a business problem where there's only a few major publishers. And obviously that they don't want to devalue their content in any way, and you assume with digital it would cost less. And so they're still selling the books at great margins and at the same prices they kind of always have. So, but on the flip side, I really think that the iPad is better served to be a creation tool versus just a content consumption tool. So I don't think it's a bad thing that the book market never evolved, but I do wish we had that option, though. But you know, just a good read to think about when you think about the economics of buying textbooks, especially for schools who will buy them and then will use them for 5 to 6 years at a time versus the cost of having to rebuy them yearly digitally. So the link will be in the show notes, and everybody have a great week.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.